Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. And today I am your host, the unprofessional beauty lover, would you believe it, Lindsay Kelk. Hi, hello, I hope you're all doing really, really, really well. It is great and gloomy and cold, honestly, in LA today, which is weird. But you know, we'll all cope because that's like one day out of a million. So I suppose it's nice to have a change. I hope wherever you are, you're having a lovely day and you're not cold. I might even have to go make a cup of tea, you know. So today's episode, I have promised you at the end of the last episode, I'm going to have to start with an apology. I promised you we would have an interview today with Shantae, who is the founder of Black Girl Sunscreen. We do not have that interview today because of technical difficulties on my part, but we will have that on the next episode. So apologies to you and apologies to Shantae, but that's coming and it's really cool. So hang on for that. Don't let that stop you from going to buy your sunscreen, obviously. But I wanted to chat to you today anyway, because as a lot of you in the US will know, we're currently in the middle of Sephora's VIB sale, which is like the big thing they do every year, where if you're Rouge, you get 20% off. If you're VIB, you get 15% off. And if you're just a beauty insider, which means anyone who signed up to their savings program, their loyalty program, you get 10% off. Now, I will say, before we even get into the stuff that I bought from the sale and the stuff that I'm looking to buy from the sale, my recommendations, a lot of brands do their own sales on their own websites around the Sephora sale to try and lure you to buy directly from them. You'll often get a better deal. So if you're not Rouge status, which means you have to have spent $1,000 in a calendar year at Sephora, which, you know, it's not hard when you're one of ours, is it? But if you're not Rouge status and you're only getting 15 or 10% off, do go to the individual brands and look at their offers, because quite often, even if you're just signing up, you'll get a 20% or a 15% off if it's your first order with the brand, or if it's the first time using a specific email address. That's all I'm going to say. You can have more than one email. That's not allowed. So check out other people for their offers if you're not getting the 20%. And if you are getting the 20% and you've got the time to comparison shop, I'm just saying you might want to do it. If you're not in the US or you're in another country that doesn't have a Sephora and doesn't have the sale, you can still buy these things because they're really good things. And there's a few reviews that I know we've had requests from. I'm going to talk to you about the new Fenty Easy Drop Foundation. I'm going to talk to you about the new Ciate Dewy Skin Foundation. But I'm going to start off with what might be, I don't want to make too big of a deal out of it, but I've been asking for this for literally years. And I almost wept. I almost wept when I saw it on the website. You guys, I don't know if you know this, but I wear Dior lip glow all of the time. And I'm an OG pink girl. Generally speaking, I love the OG pink, like the 001 pink. That is my shade. That is my jam. I know a lot of people hate the pH reactive formulas and it goes really vivid, rancid pink on them. But for whatever reason, it works for me and I absolutely adore it. Now, they've come out with a lot of other shades over the years. It's you know, not new anymore for sure. And there have been hits and misses. Like, I kind of liked the rosewood shade, didn't love it. I did like the berry, loved the berry. Kind of liked the coral, the vibrant pink, I didn't really get it. The raspberry was a little bit too much for me. I didn't love the glittery shades. And let us never speak again of the metallic swirl shades, which, I mean, I bought all of them. That is like a regret. I don't have many regrets in life, but I do regret pre-ordering all those shades as soon as I saw them. And then when they arrived, just being like, oh, It's fembot mouth. I don't want fembot mouth. So there's a reason I don't think they make those anymore, because they were dreadful. But what I have said for years and years and years is I know it's stupid money for a lip balm, because these are $35 each at normal price, but I just wish there was a clear version. I wish there was just a blank, natural, nude, clear lip balm in this formula, because I love the formula, you know? You can get the color of anything anywhere, but it's the feel of it, the way that it lasts on the lip. I absolutely adore it. And you can overdo it with the pink, with the 01 pink, because of the pH reactive stain. It can make your lips a little bit too much. Like, I couldn't wear it on my wedding day because I knew if I over applied, I would end up with neon pink lips that would not look cute, would not look cute. But my thought has always been, you know, start with the pink and then switch to a clear, because I love the feel and the finish and the look. And you guys, someone at Dior finally heard me. Us, anyone, I don't know. Someone at Dior heard, and there is finally a Dior lip glow in clear. Oh my God, it's like the weight of the world. It's like I'm getting the vaccine, I've got Biden as president, and I've got a clear Dior lip glow. Like, I can't ask for anything else. Really, I'm out of wishes, but I'm very happy. So I will for sure be picking up the Dior Addict Lip Glow in Clear, the Universal Clear shade. And there's another shade that I'm actually really excited about. There is a cherry red, which is just looks like a really clean, bright, beautiful sheer red. And it kind of feels crazy they haven't done this yet already. So I'm really excited to try that too. They are the first two things I will absolutely be picking up from the Sephora sale this year. The next thing on my list is something I've seen like 1,000 times over on the internet of late. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how to pronounce this. And I could know, because I could have looked it up. But I didn't. And it's the Sai or Say, S-A-I-E. I don't watch a lot of videos with sound on them. Can you tell? But it's the Sai Dew Blush Liquid Cheek Blush. That's two blushes in one sentence, Sephora. That's too many words of blush. Sai just call it the Dew Blush. But yeah, the Dew Blush Liquid Cheek Blush, according to Sephora, comes in four shades. There is Dreamy, which is a cool berry. There is Peachy, which is a light peach pink. There is Rosy, which is a warm rose. And Poppy, which weirdly is a bright coral and not poppy. But you know, like, that's fine. I've seen so many people talking about these. I'm super, super excited. I have had a try of the Dreamy Cool Berry shade, but it was the wrong color for me. It was too dark. It was too... I love a berry, generally speaking, but it was just too dark for my skin. And my skin's very fair, so that's entirely reasonable. It would look stunning on darker skin tones. What I will say about these and why I'm going back in to try a different shade is the formula is nuts. It is so pigmented. I cannot tell you how strong it is and how steady you have to go. You have to go so slow. I don't even think putting it on the back of your hand and working it from there is the way forward with this, because it's like, that's too much and it's going to stain your hand. I like to get a small brush. We have to put blush in every other word in a sentence when talking about these. I like to get a small brush, like a fluffy concealer brush, you know, like a mid-sized fluffy concealer brush, and get some of the pigment off the wand itself. The product comes in like a big chunky lip gloss type tube with a doe foot applicator. Do not, I cannot stress this enough, do not attempt to apply this blush to your face directly from the doe foot applicator, because you will look like Aunt Sally slash some terrifying puppet slash clown slash Carrie Bradshaw season one Sex and the City. And that's not a good look. That is not a good look. So be very, very steady, very, very, very easy. Don't put it on both cheeks and then work it out, because the cheek you put it on first will and then leave it will stain. You have to work it as you're going with it. I'm making it sound really hard. It's not that it's hard, it's just that it's super pigmented, you guys. But it's long wearing, it's a really, really pretty formula. When I had the Dreamy Cool Berry shade that didn't work for me, it did look really pretty on my lips, and I actually also did it on my eyes. I used the left, what was left on my brush, which was a lot, because it was the first time, and you live and learn. I did a lovely monochromatic look on Nana with on my eyes, and it was really, really pretty. It just didn't work for my skin tone, that shade, but man, it goes a long way. This tube will last you forever. It's $22 full price, which is really reasonable because it will last you forever. And the packaging's pretty. So that's nice to know. So I'll definitely be checking out the Say or Sigh Dew Blush Blushes. So that's something to know about. Next up, the thing that I want to talk about next up is, so we have had a lot of requests to discuss this. So I have already tried this. You'll be pleased to know. And this is the Fenty Beauty Ease Drop Blurring Skin Tint. Is it just me, or does it feel like it ought to be Easy Drop and not just Ease Drop? Ease Drop with an E. Maybe it's supposed to sound like Eavesdrop, but it doesn't make any sense either. Ease Drop Blurring Skin Tint is what this is called. Ignore me. I just have questions about the namings of things, like a lot of questions. This is the new skin tint from Rihanna, from Fenty. It comes in, let's check these shades. Comes in a lot of shades. I'm going to have to count them. We're going to have to do some full coverage math. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 16, 24, 25 shades. Jeez, I did full coverage math. I've missed it. So it's 25 shades. Because it is a blurring skin tint, it is more forgiving than the foundations. Obviously, Fenty is known for coming in 50, is it 50? Is there more now? 50 shades to meet absolutely every skin tone in their foundation range. With this being a tint, it's more forgiving. It can stretch in either direction. The website gives you a really, really good, and that Sephora and the Fenty website both gives you a really good direction on which shade to choose based on the foundation shade you use. I got shades 1 and 2, and I usually wear Fenty, I think I'm 140. I believe I'm 140 in Fenty, although that's a little bit dark. I could absolutely easily go a little bit lighter. So that would have put me in shade 2. I picked up 1 and 2 because I'm just never quite sure. Sure enough, speaking of being sure, I was shade 2. I should have trusted. I could absolutely wear shade 1. I could absolutely get away with shade 1. But shade 2 was an absolutely dead-on perfect match for my skin tone. Like, scary perfect. So I'm pumped for that. Next thing to say about this is I'm obsessed with the packaging. Absolutely obsessed. We love a squeezy tube. How do we feel about squeezy tubes here at Full Coverage? We love them. We absolutely love them. So we love that it's in a squeezy tube, but it's also like a fun shape. It's kind of faceted, which makes it look slightly different to everything else in your makeup bag. So I like that. It doesn't look like the other Fenty products, so it's easy to find, it's easy to use, it's easy to get out, it's easy to get the juice out of the bottle. Like, I love everything about it so far. Then you've got to start using it. And that's where I went on a real roller coaster of emotion. A real roller coaster, you guys. So, full disclosure, the first day I tried this, I was on my period and I was very emotional and I couldn't make it work. Like, I just couldn't make it work. I was applying it with my fingers, which is what it says to do, and it was just sat on top of my skin and it wasn't doing anything. It wasn't blending anything. I wasn't getting any coverage. It was just sat there and I was just moving it around my face. I was getting very emotional. I was like tearing up, and then I realized it was time to sit down and leave it alone. So I was a bit off on it. The first time I used it, I was like, oh, this is just, I don't get it. Like, it's not for me. I don't understand why it's not working on my face. Then I turned to the internet, my good friend the internet, and looked for some reviews and looked at the issues other people had had with it. And it turned out I was not alone in this situation. So the next day, I left it a day because I had to like go and eat loads of chocolate and watch films. I watched Space Jam and then I felt better. So the next day I got up, did my skincare, everything's ready to go. I'm like, try again. Gonna try again. And even though it says to apply with your fingers, I followed the advice of a bunch of online reviews I had seen and tried it with a damp beauty blender. And oh my God, it was revelatory. It was like an entirely new product and my face loved it. It gave me the most beautiful, like matte, but matte with real skin, blurred finish. It looks like a filter. I mean, it does. It calls it an eavesdrop blurring skin tint. It looks like a filter. They couldn't call it a filter because the other foundations are called a filter. But it really does give you that real skin, but blurred into, not perfection, because like that doesn't exist, but really gives you that very natural, but blurred into a nicer finish skin look. It's not cakey, it's not full coverage. I still had to spot conceal afterwards, but you know, it doesn't claim to be full coverage. But I really loved it, and I was so shocked because I was so ready to give up. I was texting Emma Guns, I was texting the Guns, and I was like, I cried because I can't make the Rihanna foundation work. And she was like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't cry. I'm like, but I don't understand it. And then I texted and say I owed Rihanna an apology because I'd found a way to make it work. And she was very understanding. And that's why we all need a friend like Emma Guns, because she'll always have you back, even when you've, you know, been unkind to Rihanna and not given her a chance. But I will say, it does say on the packaging to use fingers, or online it said use fingers. But if you want an absolute banging finish with this, damp beauty blender all the way. But now I'm obsessed with it. Now I can't stop looking at my face. I can't stop looking in the mirror and being like, oh, it just looks so blurred out and like filtered and exactly how I want it to look. A very easy base, just very cute, very cool every day. We like everything we're seeing on this base. While we are talking about skin tints specifically, because these are both called skin tints, so it makes sense that we were talking about at the same time, I also have the Ciate London Dewy Skin Tint Glass Glow Skin Tint. Dewy Skin Glass Glow Skin Tint. It's just, again, too many words. All you need to know is this is the Dewy Skin foundation. So if you remember, we talked about the Dewy Skin blushes a while back and absolutely loved them. I still use the Watermelon Shade all the time. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite blushes of all time, gotta say. That's a lot of praise and it deserves it. And there was also the Dewy Skin Sticks, and Ciate was one of the first brands to come out with those. They were right up there at the beginning, and they're so good. The clear just makes your skin look like glass. Gorgeous highlighter sticks that weren't full of glitter. Stunning. Still one of the best ones out there. So it makes sense that they have extended this line into a skin tint, into a foundation. People love a glowy, dewy skin. This makes perfect sense to me, and I was very happy to see it. I absolutely adore the Ciate Extraordinary Foundation. I think it's amazing. I think it's massively underrated. I never have been disappointed when I've used it. I've never had a problem using it. It just goes on like a dream. The finish is always perfect. It's no work whatsoever. It's just one of the best all-round foundations out there. So I was excited to try this. Now, the Dewy Skin Glass Glow Tint comes in 10 shades. So it's fewer shades than Fenty. But I think the coverage, the pigment in the coverage isn't as strong as it is in Fenty. So it's going to extend further in either direction. So Ciate have also packed this with skincare ingredients. There's hyaluronic acid in here. There's vitamin C in there. There is yuzu extract. There is dragon fruit extract. So that's terribly exciting, isn't it? So there's a bunch of stuff in there that's going to be good for your skin, as well as just product that makes your skin look nice. The idea is that it is super, super, super glowy. That's the plan of this. Is luminous, natural coverage, ultra dewy, glass-like look without feeling tacky. That's what it says. And I've got to say, that's what it does. So if you are looking for a very light coverage base that gives you glass skin without going through 1,000 steps, this is the one for you. I personally am someone who usually prefers more coverage to their base. Like, I'm older, I'm 40, and you get stuck in your ways. Nana gets stuck in her ways, and it's very hard to lean into something that is so sheer and glowy. But to its credit, I tried it on a good skin day, and I was like, oh, I could roll with this. I could roll with looking like a sweet baby that just had like magical baby skin. Now for every day, it's not for me because I've got too much texture. I need too much spot concealing and too much spot coverage. And for me, where it misses the mark is when you start spot concealing, when you start adding under eye concealer and spot concealer and brightening concealers, you lose the look, the glowy, dewy look, which sort of defeats the object. But it really is a gorgeous finish if that's what you're looking for. If you have good skin, but you just want something that's going to be glowy and dewy and juicy and gorgeous for spring, summer, this is the one for you. Even if you don't have perfect skin, but you don't care that you don't have perfect skin and you just want something that's glowy, gorgeous, dewy, juicy, perfect summer skin, this is the one for you. I really did like it. I don't know how much wear I will get out of it just for those reasons for me personally, because I like things to be more satin matte than super glowy. Harry is going to go nuts for this. And I have to pass it over to her when I next see her, because we'll be able to hang out soon because of vaccines and things, and it's very exciting. But yeah, I think she's really going to love it because it's right up her alley of that dewy, natural, glowy juiciness. And it might be up yours too. That sounded rude, didn't it? Sorry. But yeah, I definitely would check it out if that's what you're looking for. You won't be disappointed. It does exactly what it says on the tin. There's also a new primer coming from Ciate, and I've liked all their primers. Like, oh, the dewy skin spray, the dewy skin setting spray. Bring it back, please. But if you can't get that, you can at least use this Superfruit Burst Citrus AHA Primer. I haven't tried this yet. It literally showed up at the door as I was about to record. And since I'm talking about the dewy skin glass glow skin tint, can't say it often enough. I just thought I should mention it because it's out there. It looks like it's a gel. We like that. Prep skin for flawless makeup application. I will prep my skin for flawless makeup application. Thank you so much. And of course, Ciate, cruelty-free, vegan, PETA approved. We love all those things. There's a lot to love about Ciate, and pleasingly, this is another thing to enjoy about that brand.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Two other things I want to talk about in new news before... There's no main feature. Like, there's no main feature, you guys, because I cocked up. But I will fix it for next episode, I swear. Two new news items before I go on to my highlight of the week. And the first one is, would you believe, it's from Hourglass. Now, some people have reached out asking us about this, which is one of the reasons I'm talking about it. Also, I'm excited about it. It's something that I feel like we've been waiting for a while, and I wonder if Panny D didn't hold it up because it seemed like such a natural brand extension. Now, we have to address the Hourglass issue. In the Hourglass is a brand we have loved for years. It's an Hourglass is a brand that Harry and I have talked about for years. I use a lot of their products. Two of their products are in my everyday staple bag that I buy duplicates and backups of and will likely rebuy and restock it during the Sephora sale because I just love to have them and know I have them. But they are for sure a brand that have been guilty of not catering to every skin tone and specifically the darker end of the skin tone spectrum. They just don't, and they don't seem to show any concern about that, and they don't seem to show that they're planning to change that. And that is super disappointing when you think about all the good things that Hourglass does, and it creates, you know, as a brand, creates absolutely gorgeous products. Everything they do does the thing it's supposed to do. they're like, you know, very invested in being cruelty free, and they spend a lot of money, you know, supporting the end of animal testing and all that stuff, which is great. But like, guys, you can't not cater to dark skins in 2021. It's not okay. So we haven't really put a lot of focus on Hourglass as a brand because, you know, like, we have to make a decision. Like, this podcast has a responsibility in the fact that it exists, and we have a choice about who we talk about. And we talk about brands that meet the ideals that we personally choose to uphold, you know? Like, that's how it is, basically. That's why we don't talk about He Who Shall Not Be Named anymore. And I used to love those products, but turns out if you're a terrible person, we're not going to talk about your brand on this podcast. So that's how it is. Personal choices, personal choices. If you all want to use those products, you should totally do that. It's entirely up to you. But we're not going to give certain brands platforms. With that said, we had a bunch of people ask us about this. And having looked at the products, having checked them out, we haven't tried them. But having looked at the swatches online, there is a new blush from Hourglass, which joins the Vanish Stick family. There's the Vanish Stick Foundation, there's the Vanish Stick Highlights, both of which I've loved. Finally, there is a Vanish Blush Stick. Now, I felt like this was going to come out before the highlights. I was like, why would... But it was highlighter time, actually. You know, in hindsight, I'm like, yes, it was the high... It was the style at the time. So the stick, the highlighter stick made total sense. And I loved those highlighter sticks. But the fact it's taken this long to get to the blush sticks... It seems weird to me. I'm sure it was a pandemic delay. There are 6 shades, and I want to say 1 or 2 of them will work really well for darker skins. There is a deep burgundy and a bright red, and I would love to see the 2 of those shades on darker skins. I really would. I think they might look really beautiful. That said, it's, you know, 2 out of 6, and 4 of them are for sure, I would say, really only going to work on lighter skin tones. The Hourglass Instagram does show the shades on darker skins, or at least 1 or 2 of the shades on darker skin, so like, yay, but it's not, you know, the darkest skin model of all time. I mean, she's gorgeous, so good for her. So hopefully things are changing, and hopefully Hourglass are addressing the problems that they have brought upon themselves by not dealing with this earlier. And I really hope that those 2 shades that work on darker skins are absolutely stunning on darker skins. It should be all shades, but you know, blush, the thing is, blush is like, doesn't work on every skin tone. Blush is very specific, so I want to give them a pass on this, but I also don't want to give them a pass on anything because they need to pick up their socks. They need to pull up their socks, pick up their game, and do better. Hopefully this is the beginning of doing better. But people have asked, we haven't tried them yet, they are out, we will try them because we've had the request to try them. If they are good, and if we get confirmation, I've got a friend on the job, we get confirmation that the darker shades work for darker skin tones, I'll absolutely review them for you, and we'll tell you all about them next episode. The next thing I wanted to talk about in new news, now this is a brand that contacted us, so this came in through PR, full disclosure, and I was just really curious about it, honestly, because last week we talked about Covey, a new brand, Covey, that was a skincare brand that was stripping back your skincare to just taking 3 steps, which is genius, because it seems like people are, you know, there is a trend to turn away from the 10-step skincare routine and make our lives a little bit easier. We don't hate that here at Full Coverage. Now, this is a brand called Kura, K-U-R-A. And they are a skincare matchmaker. So it's Kura Skin, Quraskin.com is where you will find this. And the idea is, it's like a subscription box that tailors a skincare routine to you. So if you've seen like Stitch Fix or any of those clothing boxes or Loot Crate, like subscription boxes that are specifically tailored to you and send you stuff that you personally will love, which is really smart because like a lot of people, Now, I personally, obviously, am a monster and love to do all the research and love to try all the things and love to go to the store and love to test everything. Can't test everything right now. Can't go to the store right now. So the idea of someone taking that out of my hands and doing it for me is amazing. So you go on the website, you fill in a questionnaire, you answer all these questions about your skin types, you tell them what you're using, you tell them what you've liked, you tell them what your issues are, you tell them what you want to achieve. It's very simple, it's very straightforward. And then at the end, you choose how much money you want to spend on your routine. So it gives you an option, so it's like up to $100 or up to $150 or like whatever. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it gives you choices. So you can either, you know, spend an obscene amount of money because you don't have children or a mortgage and all those things, or you can spend a really modest, appropriate amount of money on skincare. You have choices, and we like that. And then Cura takes the actual choosing of ingredients out of your hands, and it sends you a prescription. It sends you a regimen. I don't know the difference between. I do know. I do. I'm a writer. Please ignore me. I'm so tired. I'm still on my period. Anyway, so the box arrives, and this is what was in my box, and it comes with a little printout with your name on it, which was delightful. So Lindsay's product instructions. Lindsay was excited about this. Lindsay's going to read it to you. It says, "Welcome to Cura Skin. This collection of products has been selected for your unique profile, and together will work to keep your skin hydrated and smooth. Your curation features a gentle gel cleanser to eliminate impurities without stripping skin. It also includes a moisturizer formulated with B vitamins and peptides to target texture. Finally, you'll find a tonic made with lactic acid and sodium PCA to gently exfoliate and bind moisture to skin." Geniuses, because I love all those ingredients, so I was already really excited. And the products they sent me was the Indie Lee Brightening Cleanser. I have tried it and loved it, pleased with that. The January Labs Revitalizing Day Cream, haven't tried it, very excited to try it. Step 3 is Koa Anti-Pollution SPF 45+. Genius, ecstatic, loves me a skincare SPF and loves me an SPF of 45+. Very into that. And then the extra products in my box were as needed. I had the January Labs Daily Brightening Tonic, which is the exfoliating treatment is infused with aloe and sodium PCA, and it says to use that 2 to 3 times weekly. And there's also a vitamin C sheet mask. So I was pretty pleased with this. Obviously, there's no serum, there's no treatment product in here for me, and that's fine because, like, you know, there is a limit to how much they're going to send you because you've given a limit on how much you want to spend. So I would add, obviously, my own treatment into this mix, but I thought that was a pretty nice mix of products. I kind of nailed it for me, so I was impressed. The one thing I will say, because I've been avoiding it, is they push themselves hard on clean. Like, everything says clean. It's clean skincare matchmakers, clean beauty, better skincare starts with clean ingredients. I just refuse to acknowledge that part of it because it's nonsense. I'm getting really close to losing my temper with clean beauty and the idea of clean beauty and people who pitch me on clean beauty when they email into the podcast. This doesn't need to hang itself on clean beauty. They're just, like, providing you an excellent service of matching you with great products and taking away the stress of choosing those products for you, which to a lot of people is stressful. A lot of people do not enjoy shopping for skincare. They just want good products that are going to work, and they want someone else to do it for them. And that's what this is, which is really, really smart. And I was really impressed with the service and really impressed with the product. So I'm very into Cura Skin as a concept. I'm very against clean beauty as a concept. So I'm going to separate the two and just say this is a really, really cool thing and you should totally check it out if you need a skincare overhaul and you want someone else to do the hard work for you. I'm, like, super into it. So that's where we're at with new news this week. Got really close to getting mad, didn't I? Got really close to getting mad. I'm trying not to. Like, I'm working really hard on staying chill and calm and peaceful this week. Like, we're gonna do it. I believe in myself and I believe in all of you. So moving on, we're totally gonna talk about it in future. We're totally gonna have to have it out. I think next time Harry's in, we might have to go hard on clean beauty because it's just getting sillier, isn't it? I really thought we were away from it, but no. Oh no. I'm gonna move on. It's time, you guys. Help calm my nerves by singing with me after 3, 1, 2, 3. Highlight of the week. I want to put in a McMandy, but it doesn't feel right to McMandy without McDifficult Eyes. She'll be back very soon. She'll be back very soon with Difficult Eyes. Anyway, my highlight of the week this week, this, you guys. So this is exciting for me. I know the hairdressers have reopened in England. I know that has happened. I've seen you all on social media and I'm ecstatic for you. I know how it feels because that's how I felt. We've been lucky. Our hairdressers opened a while back at like reduced capacity. So you can kind of like, because hairdressers are tiny and I think it was 25% capacity. So it ended up you have one person in at a time. And I was able to get in and I was able to get a colour done. But the colour... it's a new colorist and my colorist left LA. My colorist was like, peace out, I'm not sticking around for this nonsense anymore. And I don't blame him, but I do miss him horribly. So I had a new colorist and we're just starting to work together and we're just learning what each other likes. And the blonde that she did was not as blonde as I had wanted because I am a monster who basically wants to be Debbie Harry. And I failed to communicate that to her in any realistic sense. So my blonde was a little bit warmer than I wanted. And I was missing that cool tone. Now, I've used basically every purple shampoo and conditioner that exists, all of them, from the Christoph Robin all the way down to the Shimmer Lights. Like, I've used everything. And the issue tends to be the cheaper ones do the best toning job, but they can be very drying. And the more expensive ones are too expensive to use all the time, and they don't do as good of a job toning wise because there isn't as much pigment. I found a product that cancels out both of those problems, and it is the IGK Mixed Feelings Leave-In Blonde Toning Drops. It's just purple toner that you mix into existing products that you love. Why did I not buy these before? How did I not know about them? It's absolutely genius. All you do is you put whatever product you want, whether it's your conditioner, you can mix them into conditioner, you can mix them into your styling products. So you put it into your hand and then you put in a few drops of the Mixed Feelings Leave-In Toning Drops. It says 3 to 5 to any cream styler, oil, shampoo or conditioner, or add up to 9 drops for darker blonde. So if you're very, very light, you just need 3 to 5. Any more than that, you're going to get a purple tint on your hair. But you know that from using purple products anyway. If your hair is a darker blonde, which mine is for the most part at the moment, you can go up to 9 drops. I mixed it into my Bumble and Bumble air drying cream, and it was amazing. It was so good. I will be stocking up on these in the Sephora sale like a mother beeper. I can't stress to you how excited I am about these. This, I think, is going to be a game changer for me. I'm obsessed with the Beauty Pie Super Healthy Hair Shampoo and Conditioner, but it doesn't have toning in it because it's clear. But guess what? It has toning in it now. It has toning in it now. I'm very, very, very excited about this. Don't know if you can tell. Don't know if you notice. So that's my highlight of the week, the IGK Mixed Feeling Leave-In Blonde Toning Drops. If you have been back to the hairdresser and got your blonde done this week, get these. If you haven't been back to the hairdresser yet because you can't get in yet and you need to freshen your blonde, get these. Can't stress enough how brilliant they are. Really, really love them. Have already ordered my backup. Game changer. Game changer, you guys. That's it. I'm going to stop because I've just been waffling now, haven't I? I'm going to stop. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for supporting the pod. Thank you for being a member of the Facebook group. Just massive shout out to Jessica, who has been running all of our challenges and just being actually one of the best humans. Maybe one of the best humans? Definitely one of the best humans. So shout out to Jessica and everyone in the Facebook group. To go to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Tap that top pinned post. Join the pod, join the beauty group, the beauty chats, come get them. There are 2 questions they will ask you to answer. Please answer them, because if you don't answer them, I can't admit you to the group. And I want to admit you to the group. I want to, but I can only do it if you answer the questions. And people keep not answering the questions, and It's not on, is it? Because if you don't do that, you don't get to meet Jessica, and then you're just hurting yourself. So do that. Follow us on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Lindsay Kelk. I am always talking beauty stuff over on there as well. You can follow us at Full Coverage Pod. We try and pop in there as much as we can. Harry's going to be back for next episode, fingers crossed. She's busy, like, actually taking over the world, and she's moved house, and it's been very exciting. I'm sure you're following her at Harry Makes It Up, so you know everything she's up to, being a total boss. It's intimidating, to be honest. It's intimidating. I'm just like, I don't know, I'm trying to write a book, Harry. Stop taking over the world. Don't stop. Take it. Take the whole thing. She's getting a hot tub at some point, and I will be there moving into her house. But yeah, thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for all the amazing reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Even $1 a month makes all the difference in the world to us being able to do this. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode, with loads more new news, with 100% more difficult Ayaz Hadfield, and with an interview with Shantae from Black Girl Sunscreen, which just, like, stock up now before the sun comes out, and you will be able to get it. She's got loads. You can get it in Target and everything. But, like, stock up, get it. You don't need her to tell you it's great. I'm telling you it's great. But she'll be here to tell you how she made it great in 2 weeks' time. Thank you so much, you guys. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.